Hello, and welcome to your free audio, a 5-step plan to turning your travel dreams into reality, how to uncover what you want, why you want it, and how to take the guesswork out of making it happen. I'm Kaz Makepeace, one half of whytravelblog.com, which I run with my husband Craig. And for the past 5 years, we've been sharing our travel tips and stories on our blog in an effort to help people like yourself travel more and create better memories. We know how to do this as we've been traveling around the world since 1997. Now, we've not been on the road traveling the entire time. We have lived and worked in other countries. It's our preferred and most recommended way to create a travel lifestyle because, let's face it, we all need money to travel, so why not just work and travel at the same time? So you're listening to this audio now because you have the same desires to travel. You might just be a little stuck in knowing how to take it from that dreaming to reality stage, and that's what we're here for. So in this audio, we'll be sharing with you a simple 5-step plan to make your travel dreams happen. So we're here to help you get unstuck. This is the process that we've used for over 17 years, so all you have to do is listen, follow, and implement. Trust in this process. We've used it over and over again, and it is much easier than you think. So without any further ado, we're going to jump straight into it. So step number one is find your why. Now, this is hugely important and the very first step to achieving any kind of goal. A purposeful life is what we're all seeking, and you might not even realize that. And school and society is not that great at encouraging us to follow our inner yearnings. It likes to tell us all the reasons why we should study hard, get a good paying job, raise a family, pay off a mortgage, and hopefully have a bit of time and money left over for play. Following your dreams or your yearning is a little too risky and a breaking of the status quo, which just scares the pants off everybody. But our dreams and our yearnings are the things that point us to a purposeful life and help us to contribute that positive part of ourselves that only we have. It's our yearnings that guide us to our lessons and the right pathways, and having that strong sense of why keeps us committed to this journey. Sometimes you might not even be able to define why you feel so compelled to do something. In this aspect, we're talking about travel, but you just know that something intense is calling you for some reason, and it's such an intense calling that it keeps you awake at night, and it's all that you can think about, and it almost feels like you go into this crazy inner pacing up and down, not being able to let go of this yearning and trying to figure out a way of making it happen. When we connect with that why, even if it's just acknowledging that something more purposeful is there, even if you can't define it, you just say you know for some reason you are being called to travel. Then when you connect with that, you join forces with a powerful source that will help guide you to what you want. So knowing our why, knowing your why helps you to stay committed when the going gets tough as well. Turning your dreams into reality is really not an easy thing to do. I mean, if it was that easy, I'm sure everybody would be doing it. So it's challenging. But if you know there's a reason for it, something that's quite powerful that will enhance your life and others, then you will keep moving towards it. You're far less inclined to give up on your why. Why do you want to travel? What feelings are you looking to embrace and why? So here's a clue. It's our feelings that drive everything. That's another thing society and school fails to teach us. We may think we make decisions based upon logic, but really it's always our feelings that are driving our decision makings. So if you can tap into what you want to feel from your travel, you'll more than likely see experiences that can generate those feelings entering into your life. Do you want to get to know yourself more? Are you curious about Indigenous cultures? Do you feel a strong connection to desert landscapes or underwater exploration? Do you just want to try and understand where you fit in? Or do you just feel an intense desire to get away, to explore, and have crazy adventures? Do you feel like you're not whole unless you're wandering like a gypsy? What I want you to do is stop the audio now and allow yourself time to dig a little deeper and uncover this great source that is driving you to travel more. So I'll be here waiting for you with step two in a minute. So pause the audio and dig deep into your why right now. Oh, welcome back. I hope that you just got a little clarity then on your why. Step two is to overcome your fears. So let's dive into why all of this may not even help you. It doesn't matter how strong your why is, you won't get to the dream if you can't manage your fears. Now, we all have them. There's nothing to be concerned about, but nothing can change in your life unless you embrace your fears. There's actually a lot of power sitting underneath your fear. And if you can work to move through that fear, you can access that power and be gifted with a really incredible reward as a result. Change involves giving up a comfortable world and entering into an unknown one. Now, your mind freaks out at this because it's lost its firm foundation and it now has to find a way to quickly build another one. It doesn't like discomfort and it doesn't like hard work, which is why it's always going to hold you back from change. So it will present this fear for you quite logically under the cloak of different disguises, in other words, excuses. And they go something like this: I have no money. I don't want to leave my family and friends. My career will suffer. It's not safe. I don't know where to start, etc. Once you see that underneath these excuses lies a fear that you can't have the dream you want because you don't have what it takes. Now, generally, this is the fear that underlines almost anything. Awesome. The first step to overcoming your fear is to recognize that they are there. Now we can move forward with this very simple fear swallowing formula. Step one, what's the worst that can happen? You run out of money, you can't find a job, you lose your luggage. Write it down. What's the worst thing that can happen if you follow your dreams? Step two, now make a plan for that worst case scenario. Perhaps you might need plan B and plan C as well. Step three, accept the worst case scenario. It's really not that bad, right? Okay, so you might run out of money. You made a plan in step two, what you will do if that happens. Perhaps the very worst case scenario of that is you have to ring up mum and dad for a little bit of a helping hand. I've done it. I accepted that was the worst case scenario. Was no big deal at the end of it all. Now, step four is a very important thing. Now that you have evaluated the worst that can happen, you've created a plan for it, you've accepted that you can deal with it should that come about. Now, in step four, you want to think about what's the best thing that can happen. You have the most amazing experiences, you feel fulfilled, you meet the love of your life, you change in such a positive way. Step five, is the risk of the worst thing happening worth taking in order to get the best thing? So in this step, you simply compare the worst case scenario to the best case scenario and see if it's worth going for the best case scenario. Step six, now make an action plan for the best thing happening and focus on only doing that and believing in it from every step forward from now on. You've got your plan in case the worst thing happens, so you're safe. Put that away, have it there, you can access it at any time should the worst case scenario happen. Now you are just going to take each step towards the best case scenario happening. And then step seven is something that's really important and it's our follow through. Find those who have done what you want to do and learn from them. If they can do it, you can too. And that's one of the most empowering phrases that I use all the time in my life, no matter what goal I'm striving for and no matter who tells me that I can't do it. If someone else has done it, that's proof that I can do it too. All I have to do is learn from them. Simple. So now your logical mind is happy as you've given it solutions to your fears and given it action tasks to do that will take you to something that will make you feel good. This was the process I moved through when deciding to embark on our great Australian road trip. I was terrified and the disguises came in many forms, mostly money, but I worked out that the risk was worth the reward. Now, once I started taking action towards that dream, which was powered by a very clear and strong why, opportunities and money arrived, and 18 months later, we're still on the road. Now, what was my worst case scenario? Moving back in with the in-laws and working at the local supermarket. Sometimes getting clear on and accepting our worst case scenarios can be hugely motivational for us to make our dreams into a reality, no matter what. Too easy, right? You've got your fear-busting formula now. Let's move on to step three. So step three is to create a money plan. Okay, so you can't travel without money, but you can certainly travel on less than you think. If you're dying to get away as soon as possible and can't wait till you have saved X thousands of dollars, like I was, then consider working holidays. It's how I've traveled since 1997 with little money. Now, you will need some money to get you started and for a cushion in case things go wrong. We usually recommend 1 to 2 months of any expenses in the country you'll be working in. Now, a little research, which we'll cover in step five, will help you to work out what this is. So let's evaluate your income and expenses. Work out a plan to increase the income and decrease the expenses. Can you take on more work hours? Can you work two jobs? Can you tutor? Can you sell something? Rent out a room? There are so many ways to make more money, and we share more on our blog and in our ebook. What about your expenses? What are you wasting money on? What luxuries can you do without? Can you source better rates for bills, etc.? Now, all you have to do is take all that extra money you have saved and earned and put it into your travel savings account, on top of the travel savings you've already dedicated to putting away each month. And it's really essential that you do that. By putting away dedicated travel savings each month, you're showing your commitment to making your dreams happen. And when we show up and we commit, the universe will reach out a hand to meet us halfway and bring the opportunities to us that will help us create that dream. So step four is choose your travel style. Now we're getting closer to travel reality, but you have to get clear on how you want to travel. If you don't choose right, you might be returning home sooner than you think. So knowing your travel style will drive all your decisions, as will your why, and it will also help you budget better and craft the travel lifestyle that will give you the most rewards and memories. It'll also help you plan in advance for the challenges. So if you know that you love traveling as a solo traveler, and that's the style you want to go for, then knowing this is going to help you plan for those challenges that could arrive in the future. Things like loneliness and safety. So decide, are you a backpacker? Do you travel budget or luxury? Do you couch surf? Do you stay in apartments, caravan parks, or bush camping? Or would you prefer to pay a little bit more for comforts? Do you like independent or guided tours, solo travel or with others, couples or family, gap year, working holiday or volunteer? Now you know what you want and how you want to travel, you will understand what you need to plan for, and you'll stack the odds in your favour for having the most memorable travel experiences possible. Step five, our final step, is researching your travels. Now you've got your why together, you've overcome your fears, your travel savings account is growing, and you understand what you need to be happy on the road. You can now start researching the nitty-gritty to make it all come together. So research is the key to getting it right. Now, the longer you travel and plan for travel, the more likelihood you'll start arriving in places without any plans in place. You'll be so adept at knowing what you want and how to make it happen. But research is definitely key. And speaking from experiences on our travel, if we end up wasting money and not having a great time, we'll always put it down to not doing accurate research and not being fully prepared. Again, stack the odds in your favor and reduce the possibility of that worst case scenario happening. Where do you want to go and what do you want to see and do? List it out. Research each idea to see how possible it is for you. Use multiple sources, books, magazines, online, people you know, or people who've been there. Don't discount any idea or destination until you research. Sometimes our brain will tell us that a certain travel adventure is out of your reach. Remember, fear could be lurking there trying to let you know that it's not possible when really it is. But you really don't know what opportunities for making it feasible might arrive to you. We always wanted to live in the States and travel around it, but we shut it down because we didn't think it was possible to get a work visa. And at this stage, the working holiday strategy was what we followed to travel, as it made it more affordable and enjoyable. And then one day I randomly picked up a teacher's union magazine in Dublin. And I never read those things. It was lying on the staff room table at my school, and I picked it up. I don't even know why. I wasn't even intending to read it. But I went home that evening. The magazine fell out of my bag. I was a little bored. I picked it up and flicked through it, and in the back I discovered a teeny tiny ad advertising a company in the US that recruited teachers from around the world. Now, within a year, we were living in North Carolina, an experience that gave us 4 years living and traveling around the States and endless happy memories. So for each of your travel dream ideas, consider and research visa options, work opportunities, cost of living, cost of travel, flights to and from, getting around, independent or guided tours, things to see and do in the region, and culture. Once you have all the information, you can then evaluate it. How do your costs match with your savings? If they don't, do you find a way to increase your savings, or do you research a different destination? It takes time to research this and find the best fit according to your purpose, your style, your money, and your desires. Nothing is ever certain, so stack the odds as much as you can in your favor. Always add in a buffer and an alternate plan. You might think Europe sounds like a great deal at the moment as the currency has just tanked, but what if you get there and it suddenly shoots up again? You need to have a buffer and a backup plan. Whilst on the road is the time to find cheap or free deals to keep you on the road longer. Don't budget with the expectation that you'll get these, as you might not, and then you're screwed. Although there is always a way out. I've turned up broke in countries before, but found my way out because I believed in my ability to create more money. I knew I could fall back on my feet, as I've always done it before. I strategically landed in countries where I had opportunities to work, and I was okay with my worst case scenario. So there is our very easy 5-step plan for turning your travel dreams into reality. It's not an illusion and not as difficult as it seems. This is a process we've been using to travel the world now for over 17 years. We've done it without any riches or strokes of luck, just a total commitment to our dreams, a driving why, and making strategic choices. We've also been great at finding lots of cheap and free ways to travel. If you want more detailed information and lots of tips, you can go to our site and click on the Start Here page. There you'll find even more steps that can help you refine your ability to make your travel dream a reality. You can always use the search bar on our site to help you find something quickly as well. We also have an ebook which shares all of our strategies and tips for creating a travel life you love without spending a fortune. You'll find that on our site as well. And that ebook is broken up into 3 sections. The first section is all about travel planning and travel dreaming. The next section is all about how to budget and save for travel. And then the final section is how to find free or cheap deals on the road. So we're looking forward to hanging out with you some more through our blog and social media. So don't forget to join us, whytravelblog.com, and all our social media handles are at whytravelblog. If you've loved this audio and know a friend who could really benefit from it and what we do, please send them to whytravelblog.com/travel reality. We're looking forward to hearing about how you're taking your travel from dream to reality. Please keep us updated, share with us through our social channels and by email to tell us what you're creating, where you're going, who with, and how you feel knowing that your travel dreams are now a reality. We'll catch you on the blog. Thanks for spending some time with us.